I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
Bonsoir et bienvenue dans I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker numéro 108. Non, 109.
Bonsoir Peter.
Bonsoir Kevin, ça va?
Ouais, ça va, et toi?
You have a headache though.
No, no, now it's
gone
good.
Now.
Yeah, it's gone.
That's just because you didn't want to have sex with me.
It's English, I don't understand. if the word is the same in French.
It's a traditional thing that women are supposed to say to men if they don't want to have sex.
I have a headache. I can't.
I thought that was just why you said it to me. You have a headache because you didn't want to have sex with me.
It's the only joke on this kind of stuff we would do tonight.
Yes, I'm not telling any more of those because it was rubbish anyway.
Yeah.
Yep. So
welcome to I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker, everybody.
Bad jokes and good music.
Yeah.
We have the first track. We have a few tracks that we've played before. We have a few new tracks. We have some good music.
Yeah, I choose only good stuff tonight.
Kevin chooses only good stuff tonight. I have chosen one or two cheesy things. We shall see if you like them. This first one is New Radicals. You Get What You Give.
Yes.
Oh! radicals. You get what you give. You get what you give. Very nice bouncy start to the show.
Yeah, and totally, totally hit. Yeah, you had just have hit.
I have hits tonight. I have a lot of hits tonight. Yeah. The next song is a hit.
Yeah, totally.
Yes,
it's the cheesy show.
Cheesy show. This is the cheesy show. I thought, yeah, what I need is some really big pop music.
Yeah.
So, Katie Tunstall. Yeah. I was talking. We had some guests this week, Liz and Colin, and Katie Tunstall was one of her favourite artists. And we were talking about the time we saw them on the Jules Holland show. With a looper, a guitar looper.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is when
she's known for that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And it was just really cool because I'd not seen somebody use that so well.
Yeah.
He used it really well. And of course, Ed Sheeran uses it a lot nowadays, so it's quite common, quite well known. So this is Katie Tunstall with one of her earliest tracks and a big hit here and in England. Suddenly, I... Suddenly I see.
Yeah.
Katie Tunstall. Yeah, nice track like that. Kevin, what's your first song of this evening?
It's a band missing in the show.
Yes, the Rich Kids.
Yeah. The rich kids.
Yes.
Because we listen to a lot of stuff about punk rock, a lot of bands.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to, for the sure, Sex Pistols, The Clash, all these bands. And you know, a lot of people know that Sid Vicious take the place of Glenn Matlock.
Yeah.
And Glenn Matlock went to form The Rich Kids with some people of the band The Six, I think, a kind of power pop band from the 70s.
Slick,
maybe. I can't remember the name.
I think it might be Slick.
Skick, yeah.
Like slicked back hair. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And they formed the band in 1978. They released one record called The Ghost of Princes in Towers. And I remember this week, I was thinking about the show, the Today Show.
Yeah.
And I remember that my father bought a Best Of CD when I was a teenager. And there was one track I really loved, and it's the title track of the record called Ghost of the Princes in Towers. And it's really good. I think that Glenn Matlock is a good musician,
a very good musician, yeah. No, he obviously co-wrote the music for the Sex Pistols,
and
was a fabulous bass player, good bass player.
Sure, but so sad because Sex Pistols was a band created by Malcolm McLaren, and he wanted somebody who don't love the Beatles because
you can't be saying that to me, Kevin. You know you can't be saying that to me. The Sex Pistols weren't created by Malcolm McLaren. The Sex Pistols were created by Glenn Matlock, Steve Jones, and Paul Cook.
Yes, but Glenn Matlock was hired by fired because he loved the Beatles and. It's a bad reason.
I don't know if Malcolm McLaren fired him or if it was just the Sex Pistols fired him. You know, Johnny Rotten probably fired him. We'll debate this while the record is playing. Anyway,
The Rich Kids, Ghost of the Princes in Towers.
Just sing about ghosts of friends.
take the voice out of that, you can imagine it being the Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
A little bit lighter, but not quite as rock. But
more melodic, maybe, as the usual.
If you listen to the Sex Pistols album, the melody is there. It's just that what Johnny Rotten does with it.
Yeah.
He flattens it all out with his singing. The melody is kind of blurred because of his singing. I saw him, Glenn Matlock, on the telly, on British telly the other day, just last week.
Okay.
Yeah, on a game show, a quiz show or something. The Sex Pistols get back together every few years and do a tour to make lots
Reunion
of money.
Shows.
Yeah, yeah. They called one of their tours the Filthy Lucre tour. Filthy Lucre.
In 1996, maybe. Something.
That was a long time ago, that one. Yeah, when they first got back together, just to make some money. We have another track which I was talking to our guest Liz this week about, and a band that we on the last show we played a track by The Jam, which I said at the end of it sounded a bit like the Style Council, the next Paul Weller band. And I said I would play this track on the show. So here it is.
But it's a remix.
It's a remix. Well, it's the only one that... It's the only one I could... I was trying to download a track, the normal one, and they just wouldn't do it. So this one downloaded.
And it's a remix by a well-known, techno band called Spiral Tribe.
Yes.
And it was a really well-known band during the Free Parties era.
Yeah, but it's funny because it doesn't sound much like a remix. It just sounds like an edit. Like they kind of stitched it together. So it's just longer. It's the same song, but longer. This is The Style Council with Paul Weller, with the first big hit he had after The Jam, Speak Like a Child.
We'll be right back.
The kind of remix I like, where they haven't done anything they haven't made it completely different.
Yeah,
they've just kind of turned the trumpets up in places and put the bass higher and made it longer. Because when you get a song that you really like and it's only 4 minutes long, and then somebody makes it 6 minutes long, yeah, cool. So that's for Liz and Colin, dedicated to you if you're listening on your way back to Angleterre. And now something a little bit more angry. There is a lot of un petit peu de merde, beaucoup de merde. Lots of shit going down in England at the moment with Brexit, and lots of shit going down in America with the Mexican border, and plenty of shit in the world generally. So this is the Prophets of Rage encouraging us, beseeching us. What's the word? Pitié. Pleading with us to unfuck the world.
Get y'all elevated. God remains God, yeah, and they hate it. All you need, people, treasure. change, allegiance to the evil. Everything's changed, yet nothing's changed. Mold has changed, everything looking strange here. Engineers got millennials living in fear. Give a damn, evil can't stand. Yeah, when the people take a stand. Come on, no hatred. Fuck racism, black faces. Time changing, one nation. Unification, the vibration. Unfuck the world, no hatred. Fuck racism, black faces. Time changing, one nation. Unification, the vibration. Unfuck the world.
Supergroup, Puppets of Rage, Papitier. That's the phrase I was looking for, not just pitié, Papitier.
Papitier.
Papitier. Pleading with the world to unfuck itself. And now it's Kevin's second song of the evening. What are you going to play for us, mon ami?
Her band, an English band, I'm really into
Psychic TV.
Yeah, I'm really into Psychic TV since the last show. Maybe
who's the singer in Psychic TV?
A guy called Genesis Peerage.
That's right. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. And Genesis Peerage used to be also in the industrial band called Throbbing Gristle.
Peerage, you understand the joke?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
But I do like porridge.
Yeah.
It's a very good breakfast.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyway, yes.
And I bought some vinyl by Psychic TV just weeks ago, and I discovered some new records that I never listened before, because I know Psychic TV since I was a teenager, because yeah. I was really into this kind of music. And I really love the spirit, all the stuff around this band. And it's the period when the band play kind of psychedelic rock in the 60s garage style. It's a track called Just Like Hakalia.
In the distance there is truth. We always give us life. We knew
Lovely.
Just like Arcadia, if you would understand, then you take my hand. Just like Arcadia.
Yes, lovely. That's really pretty. You have to play some more of that. That's cool. I've not heard that track before. It's really nice.
It's not always pretty, you know, Psychic TV. Sometimes it's really dark and really...
Well, that's what I thought. I was expecting dark and dark and heavy, and we got light and sweet and chilled out.
Yeah, but they have a lot of stuff, really different stuff. Mm. At the beginning, it was something between post-punk, chord stuff, and folk stuff also. Yeah. Some kind of stuff like the Velvet Underground sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the, at the end of the 80s, they play some acid house stuff too. It's crazy and really good acid house stuff.
I like that. It's nice. I was talking today with someone about music, jazz music, which I'm not a big fan of, but... at least jazz musicians don't play for anybody else. They don't play like pop music and where they're thinking about the next hit and whether they're going to make some money and do a big tour. Jazz music, they just play for themselves. And I like people that play music because they want to play music, and it can be any kind of music, you know, rather than commercial reasons. Okay, well, now we have a very big commercial band, very huge commercial band. I didn't ever think I'd play this on I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker, but Boy George and Culture Club are back with a new record.
And today we have today a we new have a, record.
The single from the new album.
What a news. Yes.
Up to date, current stuff. This is like a month old. This was released in the last month. And I really like it. It's called God and Love, and it's Boy George and Culture Club.
Super.
Here we are, wanna feel you giving more to me. Kiss me like you mean it. Pull the white flag from your sleeve. When I fall down, will I fall in your direction? Will I own you till the morning or till you sleep? God and love must be done. 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 Here you go, crucified and barely breathing. Come to tell me that you're leaving. Nothing behind. My name is a messenger. My name is a truth. When it feels like the love is cold, wanna shout it from the roof. God and love
Kevin and I decided during that that was a very Massive Attack-y and Depeche Mode-y, 90s Depeche Mode-y. Which, yeah, but
really 90s.
Yeah, yeah. Nice sound. Well done, Boy George. I didn't think I'd ever play one of your records, but I have done. I think that was probably the reason he made it. Because he because he thought, I really want a record played on that, you know, like a trendy show.
Yeah.
Niche, trendy show. I wish I was a punk rocker. The trendiest show in the world, yes. Okay, next is our call to wake up. Another call to wake up.
The Jammers.
The Jammers? The Jammers, otherwise known as James. Yeah, James with Better Than That, which is
That.
Better Than That.
That.
James.
The T is missing.
The T is missing. Kevin likes to miss the T.
Everybody listen to every French people listen to the song. It don't say the T at the end.
It doesn't say the T at the end. It's Better Than That.
James.
The week.
James, you can do better than the...
No, sorry, say the T.
T, T, yeah. Say the T. You were supposed to say the T.
Better than that.
Yeah, you can do better than that. That's it. That's what I was after, Kevin. I was after you just putting the T on the end. That's all I wanted.
Okay.
In life.
Okay.
Generally in life.
I would put the, put the T after better than that.
What's your next song, Kevin?
My next song is a song by an American band called Sun City Girls, formed in 1981. I take some notes because the track we will listen to is a track called The Shining Pass, and it takes the melody and I think the lyrics from a Bolivian track called Riarondo Se Fue. I hope to...
Well said. It sounded right to me.
Yeah, maybe yeah. I pronounce it
of course,
well.
My expertise on the Southern American dialect is really strong.
And the track Riarondo Se Fue was covered, and the melody was covered to do La Lambada. You know the track?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. La Lambada.
You will know the melody. And the Sun City Girls are a really cool band. As I stopped in the early 90s, I think.
Yes.
And they are between rock, traditional music, and improvised music.
Nice,
or experimental stuff. And they do really, really good stuff, really different stuff. And Shining Pass, Riarondo Se Fue, you will know the melody, sure. Riarondo Se Fue. I just put you an extract of the...
Yeah.
And we are running out of time. I'm sure you know La Lambada. It's impossible you didn't know from nine... You know the
track? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Of course, yes. Different context. Yes.
You know this track. I wish I was a punk rocker put La Lambada tonight. Okay, we can keep it in the background.
Okay, we are going to play a reggae track from 1976 Jamaican band called the Abyssinians.
Yeah.
And it's the title track from their album, Sata Masagana. Masagana. Sata Masagana. This is the Abyssinians.
Yeah.
And you will see that he rules us all. That he rules us all.
The Abyssinians,
with Hulagi.
Yeah, very cool song.
Hulagi.
Agi.
Hulagi.
Hulagi. Yeah, we're just talking a third language now.
Not sure
what it is. I'll find out later. Yeah, so that was the Abyssinians. We come to our last record, and it's going to be one of our favourite record, favourite bands, my favourite bands of the last couple of years, the Enter Shikari, British band. With a song called Take Our Country Back, which was the idea of the Brexit thing, to take the country back, which is, you know, such nonsense. Don't want to talk about it too much, but hey, it's very big at the moment, and this song is saying we don't want to take our country back, we don't want our blue passport back, we want to take our country forward into the future, we want to take our world into the future, and we will keep saying those kind of things to the people so eventually they will listen. So it's good night from me.
Good night from me too.
Good night from Kevin. And good night from Peter.
Good afternoon if you are listening to us
on
the
Sunday afternoon, in a week and a half. And we hope you have a good 2 weeks and we will see you again then.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye, Peter.
Bye-bye, Kevin.
country forward. I don't wanna take my country back. I wanna take my country forward. I don't wanna take my country back. I wanna take my country forward. I feel like we're living on the edge.